Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Birthdays, comedian Jack Benny, born on this day in 1894. Here's Jack, known for his trademark interjections with Bob Hope.
Jack, I know you've got a wonderful cast, but you're supposed to be the star and you're not doing anything in the script.
I'm not?
No, listen to the lines you've got in the script. Well, but.
Now cut that out.
Yeah, I skipped that one. That's underneath.
Singer and actress Florence Henderson, best known for The Brady Bunch, is 80 today. On this day in history, in the year 278 A.D., St. Valentine is beheaded by Roman Emperor Claudius the Cruel. Claudius did not want his soldiers to marry.
The ban on marriage was a great shock. The kind bishop noticed the injustice of the decree. He held the law of the church and helped lovers who came to him, uniting them in a holy matrimony. But it was only a matter of time before the emperor heard about this friend of lovers and had him arrested. Just before his execution, Valentine asked for a pen and paper and signed a farewell message to his lover. From your Valentine. A phrase that lived ever after.
Other versions of the story have it that the note was for a jailer's daughter who had befriended Valentine. In 1921, the miracle drug penicillin is discovered by Sir Alexander Fleming.
While studying Staphylococcus bacteria, Fleming noticed something unusual growing in the culture dish, a mold, Penicillium notatum. He saw that the bacteria surrounding the mold had died off, which led him to speculate the mold was producing a substance that was lethal to the bacteria. He named the substance penicillin.
At the top of the charts, 1969, born in Denton, Sylvester Stewart, better known as Sly and the Family Stone. Everyday people.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
On the KETR events calendar, the A&M Commerce Music Department is hosting a special evening of music with the U.S. Navy Band. The concert will be held in the Finney Concert Hall, located in the Music Building. The show is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Wednesday, February 19th. That's next Wednesday. Tickets are free, and the event is open to the public. For more information, you can contact Dr. David Scott, 903-886-5327. 903-886-5327. U.S. Navy Band performing at A&M Commerce, 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, February 19th. Our thought for the day on this Valentine's Day: lust is easy, love is hard. Like is most important. From writer and director Carl Reiner, you may remember from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dick Latson, whom all of you know as the proprietor of Latson Printing. And Dick is also with an organization called Commerce Community Cares. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell me about Commerce Community Cares.
Commerce Community Cares is an organization in our community here that we need to get the word out about. It is an organization that basically combines the fundraising efforts of a few agencies within our community that provide services to the people in our community, and it combines that fundraising effort into one.
Tell me some of the organizations then that you're helping out, Dick.
I'll just go down the list here.
Sure,
we have
please do.
Commerce Emergency Corps, whom most people are familiar with, provides emergency services within our community and operates solely on donations. City of Commerce Parks and Recreation is another agency that we provide funds to that enable any child within our community that wants to partake in summer sports or activities that are put on by Parks and Recreation that might require a fee. This assures that they're able to participate. And we have the Commerce Public Library, which is, of course, one of the jewels in our city that that we support and need to support, and whom have lost a lot of funding in past years, and so we're very proud to be able to support them. Commerce School Health Services, which is an organization in our community that provides health services to children that need it and might not have the ability to get that on their own. The Commerce Food Distribution. The food distribution is just recently taken over by the Church of the Nazarene that is there behind Texas Tees on the way Highway 11 heading out.
Okay.
And they deliver food to different people in the community who sign up and for that. And then we also do support the Commerce Food Pantry through the Presbyterian Church, mm-hmm. and a couple of Girl Scout troops 5706 and 5306 in our community.
We're talking with Dick Latson, and Dick is one of the officers with an organization called Commerce Community Cares. And this organization actually has been around a long time, but it used to be known by other names, right, Dick?
Yeah, it started out, and I can't say how many years ago, probably close to 50 years ago, as an organization called Community Chest that was some leaders in our community wanted to get together and combine all of the fundraising efforts in these agencies into one.
You all right now are in the process of a fundraising drive. You're trying to raise, as I understand it, $20,100, very specific amount.
That is our 2014 goal, which I'm proud to say that we have reached or are about to reach. And so we now will be looking towards 2015, in which coming up in May, June, late spring of this year, we will be advertising for agencies to come before us requesting funds. We interview these agencies and make sure that they meet the criteria.
Now, if someone wanted to make a donation, they wanted to get involved with you. Now, you all have a Facebook page I just discovered today, and I'm sure that's one good way of getting in contact. But besides that, what's a good way to get in contact with Commerce Community Cares?
Well, we're working on a way through our Facebook page to be able to receive those donations. One of our board members is working on that. Sarah Latham White. Is currently working on that. Hope to have that up and running soon. And then, of course, the easy way is old-fashioned snail mail, sending it to P.O. Box 1321 in Commerce. And that's a way to get the donation in. Or you can give it to any of our board members. Bring it to my business.
I was going to say, I'll bet they could come by Latson's and probably that would be just fine.
We'd be happy to take it. Chamber of Commerce would also accept the donation. So,
well, we're going to be hearing more about this organization because we'll want to have Dick back from time to time or other folks with the organization talk about what you're doing and maybe some of the organizations, okay?
That'd be great. We really need to get the word out about this organization, and we really appreciate KETR and helping us do that.
All right, Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
You're welcome.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.